Sensorium X is an ambitious new opera that synthesizes artificial intelligence, disability, and the arts in a groundbreaking and innovative artistic work.
Sensorium X means at the seat of the senses. It essentially tracks a mother scientist named Dr. Mem, who has a nonverbal and non-ambulatory son named Kitsune. And she has been, you know, in essence, trying to communicate with her son, who's nonverbal, in all sorts of way for her whole life. She's been hired by a corporation, played by an amazing singer named Lucia Lucas. And this corp, essentially, has been trying to harvest human data to create the perfect human.
The visionary production pushes the boundaries of what it means to have a voice, paving the way for future artists with disabilities. Paola Pristini, co-producer, member of the creative team, and composer of Sensorium X, says it took some time to bring this opera to life.
Yeah, so we've been working on the opera now for 7 years. Part of that obviously delayed by COVID, part of it delayed by funding realities, and by the fact that we didn't have a traditional opera house backing it. So it's really the product of our company, Vision to Art, you know, really working for years to try to fundraise around this idea. And what we learned is that disability inclusion in opera is just non-existent. And so a lot of what we had to do was create systems, if you will.
Sensorium X has pushed boundaries and opened doors to be a show that promotes inclusivity and allows performers with disabilities to have a place on the stage.
So it wasn't just about writing the piece and writing the libretto. It was also about, you know, creating systems. How do you audition? How do you really create an intersectionally inclusive cast? We have 3 performers with cerebral palsy. They all have very different needs. We have 2 blind singers. They're completely different in their needs. So really learning that and taking the time to organically grow the piece is what we did.
Music director of Sensorium X, Elizabeth Askren, expresses her honor to be part of such a revolutionary project.
How do you adapt, because it's for you to adapt, how do you adapt your craft to include singers who cannot respond to a traditional way of communication? And so we were experimenting with breath. You have to let go of the reins. And it's a beautiful act of trust and of listening and of availability.
Askren describes the act of this opera as a beautiful dance of partnership and collaboration between the cast on stage and the orchestra.
Classical music tends to look in the past and to be situated in the past. And so I think it really is a call to be fully present in the moment, to understand who you have. And this is a fundamental shift in the immediacy of the music making. You are making music with the people you have in front of you today. And this is beautiful, and this is unique, and this cannot be reproduced, and you leave changed. You cannot resist the power and the beauty of this work.
Both Pristini and Askren expressed deep gratitude to the Common Senses Festival and the City of Omaha for giving this new opera a stage. Sensorium X will be making its world debut during the Common Senses Festival on May 22nd through 25th at the Sapp Fieldhouse, located on the University of Nebraska at Omaha's Dodge campus. Tickets and additional details are available at commonsensesfestival.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.